Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chair. And thank you to your team as well. Thank you to the implementation team as well. Thank you for presenting this document to us. Peru will make numerous comments on paragraphs from 16 to 20. On 16 and 17, we're flexible. Clearly, we have taken close note and paid close attention to the discussions on avoiding prejudging an outcome. We still don't know how this discussion will unfold throughout the week. We also take note of the fact that what we're looking for here is or are elements for possible measures. Further, we are flexible regarding the possibility of merging 16 and 17. Turning to 18 now, we support the neutral technology approach, the technology neutral approach, which we see in this paragraph. And as regards paragraph 20, which is the paragraph that my delegation believes to be the most important in this cluster of paragraphs, I would say the following. I would like to begin by expressing our agreement with numerous delegations, specifically regarding the scope. That is to say, do we refer to just the rules and principles of IHL, or do we also look for a broader formulation that includes international law cast wide to include also ethical considerations? In that same sentence, we would like to express sympathy for the idea or for the possibility of keeping the drafting. It must be adhered or reformulating it must comply with. I would like to refer to the second part of that paragraph, the second sentence. And that's the most important, because that's the sentence clearly that reflects the prohibition. First off, we, as Peru has done with other countries, where we see draft protocol 6, this would include not just the deployment, but also the development, design, production, possession, acquisition, and transfer as well. However, we do believe that for the most part, this paragraph should be drafted, redrafted in order to add the word developed after must not be. Numerous delegations have expressed the same. Sri Lanka, Panama, and numerous others as well. And here's a general comment. I should like to also recall to all delegations that part of the exercise that we aspire to in this context is the progressive development and codification of international law, and rather international humanitarian law, IHL. And that's the framework in which we're working right now. So this isn't just a matter of reaffirming existing international law, but also to move forward toward a situation in which we can achieve the progressive development and or codification of international law. Thank you very much, Ambassador.